Lucan Salakayaloto's omission from Joe Schmidt's Wallaby squad for the upcoming Nations Championship has sparked intense debate among rugby experts. Here's why this decision could redefine the team's dynamics moving forward. Former Wallabies Morgan Turinui and Matt Burke dissect the controversy on the latest episode of Stan Sports Between Two Posts podcast. Salakayaloto, a standout in the Super Rugby Pacific Team of the Year, finds himself sidelined as Schmidt opts for uncapped Miles Amatosero instead. This decision comes despite the absence of Will Skelton, raising eyebrows across the rugby community. Turinui emphasizes that while the Super Rugby accolades hold merit, they do not guarantee selection. He believes Schmidt's choice reflects a specific vision for the squad and suggests that Salakayaloto's absence is more about team needs than individual performance. He notes this is a profile of player that the Wallabies need, hinting at Salakayaloto's potential impact if given the chance. As Salakayaloto prepares to play for the Barbarians against Wales, the pressure is on him to prove his worth. Turinui stresses that every player faces challenges, stating, "Sometimes you've got to eat dirt." With Les Kiss stepping in soon, the opportunity for redemption is ripe.